So before we begin, we would like to seek blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas, especially before the marathon. Is very therapeutical to embarrass oneself publicly, so it's a nice opportunity for us. So actually they say if a father is a great dancer and is a very famous, and when a little son, although he is not capable of making a performance himself, when he is dancing before his father, he gives his father great joy and happiness. So in the same mood, we'll try to please our seniors. There are many, many of you here today, so with your well wishes and blessings. I'll try to speak on subjects of book distribution. And for that, we read from Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's Madhya Lila, chapter 25, and verse number 264. Yes, that's correct. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. To deliver all fallen souls, the Lord traveled from country to country. He personally tasted the transcendental pleasure of devotional service, and he simultaneously spread the cult of devotion everywhere. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally traveled to different regions of India to spread the bhakti cult throughout the country. He also personally relished transcendental activities. By his personal behavior, he has given an example for devotees to follow. That is, one should broadcast the cult of devotional service. He specifically instructed his devotees to enjoin all Indians to broadcast this message throughout the world, because at that time the Lord could not personally travel to other parts of the world. In this regard, he has left two instructions. Bharata bhumite haila manushya jamma ja jamma shakatar kati kara parupakar. All Indians should seriously take up the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and should perfect their lives by adopting the process of devotional service. After perfecting their lives, they should broadcast this message all over the world for the welfare of all human beings, para upakar. A Vaishnava is especially interested in para upakar, doing good to others. Prahlad Maharaj was also interested in this. He did not want to be delivered alone. Rather, he wanted to deliver all fallen souls who are bereft of knowledge, of bhakti, and who misuse their intelligence for the temporary benefit of the material body. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also wanted his mission spread all over the world. Prithivichi achi yata nagara digram sarvata prachara haibi moranam. In every town and village, the chanting of my name will be heard. Following in his footsteps, we are trying to broadcast his message throughout the world. By his mercy, people are taking this movement very seriously. Indeed, our books are extensively distributed in the Western countries, especially in America and Europe. Even the ecclesiastical orders in these countries are appreciating the value of this Krishna consciousness movement and are ready to unite for the highest benefit of human society. The followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu may therefore take this movement seriously and broadcast it throughout the world, from village to village and from town to town, just as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself did. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I was born in darkness, ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Savadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Mami Hari Priye Vancha Kaupata Rubyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Yaseva Padam Bhuji Bhakti Labhye Prima Bidanam Paramam Pumartam Tasmai Jagat Mangala Mangalaya Chaitanya Chandaya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandaya Namo Namaste Shri Chaitanya Chandaya Namo Namaste Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So, it's a very powerful verse in the Purport. There's so many interesting points that during this marathon we can take solace and shelter in. And so we'll try to discuss a few of them. So the main point is that nowadays, if you look around, you see so much suffering in this world. And it's not a new subject matter for us. You know, we stay in Soho Street in London, and it just takes to go to the restaurant before Mangalarati. And you see, like, on the white screen outside the restaurant windows, all the things that are happening there. Sometimes we think it's not us who are inside, it's them who are locked there, and we're free in the temple. And so, this world full of suffering, and the main thing is that this world is very uncertain. Things are constantly changing. Things that we think that relationship that we think that will give us so much pleasure, they turn out to be the greatest source of distress and misery. And so people must be given at least one opportunity in their life to come in contact with this knowledge. Because ultimately the only difference between them and us is we have this knowledge, we have the access to this knowledge, and somehow or other they don't. The other day we met one person in Maidstone. It was last year. And sometimes you have this nice connection with the person. And because they don't know you, they tend to reveal more to yourself because they see you for the first time, you're a monk. And this person, he was revealing his mind in confidence. He said, you know, I have a very nice family. I have a very nice son and I really love him. You know, he's doing this rowing on the boat and he's like champion. He also plays the guitar and he's good in languages. I can do anything for him. But my wife, you know, I'm confused. We've been together for so long, but I don't think I love her anymore. And little Jiva is confused in his feelings. Not knowing where is the mind, where is the intelligence, what is the consciousness, what is my purpose, what actually makes me happy. Is it pint of beer or nice company or football match or maybe something higher? And so this thing, they give big distress. And Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the Purport that people who are bereft of knowledge of bhakti and who misuse their intelligence for the temporary benefit of the material body, and the material body is also temporary. There's a saying that if we try to advance materially, trying to increase our comfort, we may become comfortable, but not necessarily happy. There was one interesting story from Srila Prabhupada Lila. There was that day when devotees and Srila Prabhupada were in Krishna Balaram Mandir. It was a grand opening of this temple. And Srila Prabhupada was offering the peacock fan to the deities. And we know this famous picture when Prabhupada is beaming with his smile, so happy. After that, he sat on Vyasasan to give class. He asked for Srimad Bhagavatam, the first canto. And because the temple was new, no one knew where to find the book. And they were looking for the book. Then Srila Prabhupada said, okay, bring us the Bhagavad Gita. So they gave him a Bhagavad Gita. And there was the fan. You know, in India, there are fans everywhere on the ceiling. And the fan was making this noise. And so it took a very long time for devotees to find the right switch because the building was new. And while the devotees were looking for the right switch, Prabhupada used this opportunity. And he said, you see, people think if we have a fan, then I will stop suffering. But actually it's the other way around. Because I am suffering, that's why I need a fan. So even right now, sitting in this class, we're always trying to adjust our position because it's very difficult to find a comfortable situation in this world. Interesting point from this purport is Srila Prabhupada said that we're trying to follow the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya. We're trying to follow the order of Lord Chaitanya. And also it's said that Lord Chaitanya at that time, he could not travel to different parts of the world. And this is an interesting point. You know, Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the proprietor of everything, he couldn't afford himself to travel outside of India, or he couldn't get a visa to travel somewhere else. Why is that? Why he couldn't travel? Any ideas? To give service to his devotees. To give an opportunity to his followers to get the credit and to get the mercy. There's one story told by Srila Prabhupada's godbrother. When first disciples that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that he sent to the West, and when seemingly they failed the request of their spiritual master, and when they came back to India, one of them actually became quite antagonistic towards the orders of his spiritual master. And he said, "Guru Maharaj, I don't think it's possible to spread this message. People are too fallen, they're too comfortable there." And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he practically rejected his disciple because he was so unfavorable and he lost his faith completely. And in the course of time, he was giving a lecture. And during the lecture, he said, "Actually, this movement will be spread all over the world. And this person who will do that is one of you." And he was moving his eyes through the crowd of his disciples. And his gaze stopped somewhere. And Srila Prabhupada, godbrother, he remembers, he said, "My heart jumped. And it was, you know, I was choked up because I could see my spiritual master is looking straight at me. But then I realized, no, actually he's not looking at me. He's looking somewhere above and behind." And so he looked behind and he saw Abai Babu. And he said, "No, it can't be so." Some years later, this disciple Srila Prabhupada of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was taking prasadam in his house. And he looked outside the window and he could see there was a white-bodied person with a shaven head, with a tilak, with neck beads, bead bag in his hand, chanting Hare Krishna. He could not believe his eyes. So he was taking prasad, so he washed his hands, so he ran out outside. He came to that person and said, "Who are you? Where are you from?" And he said, "My name is such and such Das. I'm from the United States of America." He said, "Really, who gave you this name?" He said, "A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Kijai." He said, "No, I never heard of this person. Maybe you have his picture." He said, "Yes, of course." So he took out the book and he showed. This devotee couldn't believe his eyes. He said, "Abai Babu, you've done it. It was possible." And so we know that Srila Prabhupada was a very special personality. He said, Shakti Vyashavatar. But what does it mean, Shakti Vyashavatar? In Lagu Bhagavatamrita, it's explained there are different Shakti Vyashavatars. That means when the Lord is specially empowering with one of his Shaktis a worthy devotee. So we know the four Kumaras or Prita Maharaj, they were empowered with a particular opulence of the Lord. So what is that opulence that Srila Prabhupada was empowered with? Karuna Shakti. Yes, but also if we talk very specifically, you know, Vaishnava philosophy is a very vast subject matter. It's very difficult for a new person when they come, you know, some topics we consciously try to avoid to discuss, seeing where the person is, what level, and we think, oh, someone more advanced will talk to them. Maybe Sutapa Prabhu will explain the rest of the philosophy. We'll just talk about vegetarianism and reincarnation at best. But Srila Prabhupada took the most sublime message and translated it into English. And we know that English probably is not the best tool to express our spiritual experience. It's a very good language for business, for commerce, but it's not very suitable for expressing our spiritual emotions and experiences, especially spiritual topics like, you know, rasa and bhava and all these things. But Srila Prabhupada was able to answer the questions that we're not capable of asking in his books. So we know that Srila Prabhupada was in the mood of Srila Prahlad Maharaj. So he came for our sake to deliver the fallen souls of Maletradesh of the West. Srila Prabhupada spent 12 years in Vrindavan. So recently we've been to Vrindavan for the first time, and we saw the place where Srila Prabhupada stayed for 6 years, last 6 years, from 59 to 65, in Radha Damodar Mandir. Has anyone been here to Radha Damodar Mandir? It's a very special place, because if you just think spiritually, everything is there. There's beautiful deities of Radha Damodar, not just one set. Beautiful Govardhan Srila of Sanatana Goswami with Krishna's footprint there. There's samadhis of Bhajan Kutir of Rupa Goswami, Srila Jiva Goswami, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Pushpa Samadhi of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I mean, what else can you desire? It's right in the middle of Sevakunj, the most mysterious part of Raj. The six Goswamis used to come there to discuss Bhagavatam, and Srila Prabhupada was staying there. And from there, he traveled to the West. We heard one story yesterday. One of Srila Prabhupada's disciples, he remembers. In 1972, when they were in Hyderabad in India, this disciple, he couldn't fall asleep all night. He had this eternal dilemma. He thought, I'd really like to be a brahmachari. I like this mood of renunciation and preaching and traveling. But you know, this idea of getting married is also very interesting. And I'm very young and my senses are so strong. And he couldn't fall asleep. He was tossing and turning all night. Finally, he got up. It was about 11 at night. And he went to Prabhupada's room. And he saw that the door was open. And Srila Prabhupada was going up and down chanting japa. So he went inside the room, paid obeisances. So Srila Prabhupada said, stand up. Yes, what do you want? He said, Prabhupada, I had this idea. I want to go to the Himalayas. I will stay there in the ashram and I'll be brahmachari all my life. And I won't get entangled in family life, and I'll be very Krishna conscious. And Srila Prabhupada became very grave, with tears in his eyes. He looked straight in his face and he said, please, don't do that. Don't do that. He said, I've wasted 12 years in Vrindavan. He said, I've wasted 12 years in Vrindavan. So for Srila Prabhupada, when he was preaching in the West so successfully, these 12 years in Vrindavan, residing in the most holy place of the holy places, it was a waste. So this is the mood of Goshtyanandi, of the real preacher. So out of his compassion, the Lord didn't travel outside of India. And he gave his order. I want to read this order. Is anyone here speaks Bengali? I'm just about to vandalize your language. Shuna shuna nityananda shuna haridas sarvata amara agya karaha prakash prati gari gari giya karai biksha bala krishna baja krishna kara krishna shiksha iha baya ara baliba baliba dina ashvani asi amara kariba tamara karile biksha yei na baliba Tabi ami chakra haste, sabara kariba. It's a very interesting instruction, actually. Listen, Nityananda. Listen, Haridas. Go out and preach my order everywhere. Go to every house and beg in this way. Chant the names of Krishna. Worship Krishna. Follow Krishna's instructions. Apart from this, you should not speak or have others speak anything else. At the end of the day, come and give me your report. And this is very interesting. I will take up my chakra and cut off the heads of those who will not chant after being requested by you. This is a powerful instruction, huh? So, you know, we follow the principles of Ahimsa, we're vegetarian, we're not wearing leather, we're not sectarian movement. You know, all religions say we are the best, but we don't say that we're the best, therefore we're the best. Some people think like this. So, how come the Lord is saying that he will cut off the heads with his chakra of everyone who is, you know, not obeying the instruction of chanting Hare Krishna and following the principles? What does it mean? Any ideas? The all-merciful Lord is cutting off the heads. of the unfaithful. Is it like this, or? It's quite interesting explanation given that the chakra can represent Kali chakra, the eternal time. So if the devotee is not merciful and preaching to these people, their heads will be cut off automatically anyway. Another point is that sometimes they say that devotee is more merciful than Krishna, because on the order of Lord Nityananda, the terrible Jagai Madai, their heads were spared from the chakra. So in the same way, if you're not capable of preaching in that way, that they will take up this order seriously, then their heads, they will be cut off, either by eternal time. Or another meaning is that the devotees are always protected whenever they go on Sankirtan, on book distribution, on preaching. And we know that Lord Nityananda is representing the spiritual master, the original spiritual master. And Haridas Thakur is the holy name. And we know that Haridas Thakur, he was complaining many times. He said, I won't go with this Nityananda. He's too crazy. He was preaching to crocodiles in the Ganges. So the spiritual master, the devotee, would go to the places where the holy name wouldn't come himself, first of all. So this is the compassion of the spiritual master. This is the compassion of a Vaishnava. Another message that we can take from here is that because we're dealing on book distribution with people's minds, with people's contaminated material intelligence, and therefore it's very easy to fall into the illusion that it's us against them. But it's actually not like this. We should not fall into categories of friends and enemies, sectarianism, because ultimately we're there not to convert. You know, the goal of book distribution is not that everyone will become a Hare Krishna. And even in this purport, Srila Prabhupada said that even the ecclesiastical orders in these countries are appreciating the value of the Krishna consciousness movement and are ready to unite for the highest benefit of human society. I want to read this one interesting letter from Srila Prabhupada. He wrote in 1968 to a governor in somewhere in Canada. And he's explaining that ISKCON is a non-lucrative organization whose purpose is to promote the well-being of human society by drawing its attention to God. We're a non-sectarian society. Our members include people from Christian, Jewish, Muslim and Hindu faith. The aim of ISKCON is not to found a new religious sect, but to invoke the living entity's dormant love of God, and thus provide a human society of all faiths with a common platform for clear theistic knowledge and practice. An interesting point here, Prabhupada says that members of ISKCON may retain their own respective religious faith. As ISKCON is meant to establish a clear, practical, common formulation of the common ideal of all theists to defeat the unnecessary dogmatic wranglings that now divide and invalidate the theistic camp. This common idea of theism is to develop love of God. And this is the most pleasing thing to Krishna and to our spiritual master, is for us to become Krishna conscious. So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is explaining that by preaching, by going door to door, I'm paraphrasing, he said that we need to take up this message of the Absolute Truth, to bear it on our heads, and to go to every door and look for a sincere seeker of that truth, and not to be elated or not to become discouraged by someone's praise, of someone's neglect, because by doing so we can enhance the spiritual transcendental ecstasy of our master. So practically we cannot give pleasure to Krishna because he is Atmaram, but we can a little bit enhance his transcendental ecstasy by doing so. So discussing all these different reasons why we have to engage ourselves in preaching, book distribution, especially during this marathon. It's only 1 month. You see, the compassion and pleasing Krishna and our spiritual master, at least on my level, I can say they're very, very tall topics to discuss. Because if we really have compassion, if we really understand what is going on book distribution, what is actually happening when we give a person one book, if we can have real understanding and real faith in that, we'll be just all day, every day on the street, knowing how beneficial it is for everyone. And because we're selfish, so this selfishness can be utilized in a spiritual way also. So to be selfish spiritually means to have a desire to advance spiritually. And so by distributing books, by engaging in the preaching movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can advance. And Radha Raman Prabhu, our glorious Sankirtan leader from South Street, he told us once on the Sankirtan class, he said that during this month of December, you can make more advancement than throughout the whole the rest of the year. And once Srila Prabhupada was asked, he came to one temple, and he said, someone asked Prabhupada, they said, Prabhupada, you said there are two devotees, they join practically at the same time, and they do exactly the same service. But why is that one is more advanced than the other? And Prabhupada said, because one has performed austerity in his devotional service. And book distribution is giving us ample opportunity to perform this austerity in Krishna consciousness. And so we can actually see, are we still playing, or are we already praying? Because when it's austere, when it's difficult, the only shelter is our prayer. And Srila Prabhupada is the nectar of instruction. In the beginning, he's explaining that advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of the follower. So according to our attitude, according to our willingness to engage all our faculties, our body, mind, and words, to put our full heart into it. You know, all different types of devotional service, it's all absolute if we do it in full Krishna consciousness. But book distribution has a little specific state. We like cooking a lot. We like cooking for Krishna. And many things can go wrong when you cook, right? You can burn sweet rice, halwa, you can put too much salt in the preparation, mistake some spice for chili powder, and everything goes completely wrong. But in the end of the day, you know, you spend 3 or 4 hours on in the kitchen, but some kind of preparation will be put on the table before Krishna. But you can be on the street all day, struggling in the rain, in the cold, struggling to distribute a single leaflet. And for material mind, not seeing a tangible result is the most purifying and the most painful thing, therefore. And so our material mind and material intelligence is always trying to cut corners, is always trying to perform devotional service just by somehow adjusting matter around us. But Krishna is interested in Sharanagati. Gati means movement. So there has to be a movement of the soul. So, and the movement of the soul means a deep prayer. And as our acharyas explain, that the biggest advancement we make is not when we receive our first Bhagavad Gita, it's not when we first begin to chant, it's when we first start crying for Krishna. And this is the big topic of Atma Krandanam, the crying of the soul. There's a beautiful verse from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga dan. Bhakti ye Krishnanam, smarana krandan. So we know bhakti yoga is the highest wealth. Bhakti yoga dan. What's the point of aspiring for any kind of other wealth? Because bhakti yoga, this connection with Krishna in bhakti and devotional service, is the highest thing ever, bhakti yoga dan. But what is that bhakti? Bhakti a Krishnanam. Bhakti means Krishna's name. But what kind of Krishna name? Smarana means remembering Krishna, and Krandana means crying. And in book distribution, this is the most powerful and the most sublime thing. You know, no one can distribute hundred books, Mahabig books every day for the rest of their life. There'll be ups and downs. But to keep this deep and sincere prayer in their heart is something that Krishna can allow us to do every time. Bhakti Krishnanam Smarana Krandam. Shri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. Shri Gornitai ki jai. Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. So, Sarvapadi Vinirmuktam Tatparat Vinanirmalam. So when we become free of all upadis, when we become free of all false designations and false roles that we acquire in ourselves, this is the actual position when the soul can truly cry, can truly call out to Krishna. And book distribution is a wonderful place again to be granted this position of Sarvapati Vinirmuktam, to be liberated from upadis. Because either you try to work on this voluntarily, try to pray, try to serve devotees, trying to chant attentively and read Srila Prabhupada's books. So the consciousness becomes purified of false designations, false expectations. Or you go on the street and many people are not very merciful to us, and they will have to do this without anesthetics. And so they will have to go, several bodies. And in this moment, the soul becomes really fearful. To be fearful, to start crying naked before the Lord. And in a state of utter helplessness, that's when we become fearful. And many Sankirtan devotees, they know this feeling. When you go through so much struggle, but in the end of the day, something happens and you start saying things which you don't think. And even your voice is changing. And people who naturally, usually they're not very interested, they come back, they take more books, they apologize for being very rude to you. And in that state of mind, you understand you can come to any person and you can say anything. There is no fear. And this is bhakti yoga. This is connection to Krishna in a state of fearfulness, in a state of crying for the Lord. And this is the real mercy. And this is a big subject again. What is that mercy? Mercy is not that our desires will be fulfilled. It's not wealth. It's not fame. It's not even becoming free from our anarthas. As Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was explaining that our goal is not anartha nivritti. Our goal is artha pravritti. Our goal is not to become free of all unwanted things in the heart. Our goal is to have something valuable. This devotional service to the Lord. And so the real mercy means to be given this type of faith that I don't want anything else except for bhakti, except for devotional service. One very famous book distributor from Russia, his name is Dayavan Prabhu. He's been around for many, many years distributing books, and he performed a big austerity in his spiritual life because, you know, he doesn't go below zero, rarely. You know, and policemen, they're very friendly most of the times. Sometimes you can even distribute a book to a policeman. You know, in their vest, there is a little pocket which fits exactly Chandra Be Happy. I remember it happened to me in Scotland. There was a lady policeman, and she took Chandra Be Happy. And she put it here, so I noted that. And then when another time policeman came, and we had a conversation, and he said, "Okay, you're okay, but you carry on." I said, "Maybe you can take a book." He said, "No, I have no place to carry." "No," I said, "no, you have a place. You can put it in the pocket here." He said, "Okay, let's try," and it fit it. And so Dayavan Prabhu, he was very austere. And after a few marathons, he was giving an interview. And he said, "It will be my 9th marathon of Srila Prabhupada." And he started speaking about mercy. And he said, "Many people speak about mercy is this, mercy is that. But for me, mercy is to develop an irresistible desire to share this knowledge with everyone. That's the mercy." And Srila Prabhupada had this desire. Ekiha Kurunandana, going from Vrindavan to the west, to New York, to preach to this kind of people. And Srila Prabhupada, by his act of compassion, he actually gave us the real entrance to Vrindavan. And for us, this entrance is on the streets of Kali Yuga, on any street of Kali Yuga where we distribute these books, through a deep and sincere prayer for empowerment. Krishna, Krishna's name, Krishna Nam, Smarana, remembering Krishna, and Krandana, crying for the Lord. So I just want to read a very inspiring is the last part of English rendering of the prayers of Queen Kunti by Dravida Prabhu. He's saying, "My Lord, you can be easily approached by only those who are exhausted with sensual pleasure, unimpressed with opulence, unimpressed with fame and wealth, with prestigious birth and scholarship, only by those who are finished with idle talk, finished with mundane beauty, finished with all forms of religiosity. My Lord, I'm not afraid to be abandoned by luck, good fortune, by friends and relatives. I'm not afraid to be handled roughly. I'm not afraid to wander streets homeless like a beggar. I'm not afraid to be cast away, condemned, quarantined or exiled. O most gentle, most holy, most merciful Master, help me, prepare me, do whatever is necessary to render fit this unworthy soul for entrance into your eternal abode." Srila Prabhupada ki. So we'll stop here if we have 6 minutes, if there is anything we can...